It was a snowy winter in California. So snowy that some California ski resorts are staying open for business much longer than usual. Squaw Valley is staying open at least through July 4th, and Mammoth Mountain will stay open into August, something it's only done once before in 1995. Joining us via Skype is Lauren Burke from Mammoth Mountain. Lauren, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you, and a lot of snow this year. How much is left at this point?
So right now, we have 100 inches of snow at our base lodge, which is 8,900 feet. And at the summit, we have a base of 250 inches. So there is still so much snow out here. It's really hard to believe, but it still looks like it could be wintertime.
And that's enough snow that you know at this point that it's going to last you through August? You'll be able to keep the mountain open through August?
So we're in a pretty rare position where we're at such a high elevation. You know, our mountain sits higher than every resort basically in Tahoe. So our snowpack holds up a lot longer. And while we have 20 feet of snow at the summit, there are pockets of snow around the mountain that we've measured up to 40 feet. And that really holds up for a long time, a lot longer than we expect. And even if we stop skiing in August, I bet when you're looking up the mountain in September, October, or before next season starts, you're still seeing a lot of snow up there.
And just to remind people, I mean, California's been in a drought for years until this year. What month did you close in the previous years?
Typically, we close around Memorial Day. We do have one of the longest seasons in the country. We do operate mountain biking on the mountain as well, so it is finding a balance between winter operations and summer operations. But typically, we open early November, close around Memorial Day, and then lead into bike park season. But this season, you could be skiing down a run, and you'll have people loading up their bikes biking down next to you. It's going to be crazy.
So how many people are coming this late in the season to ski at Mammoth?
We just had one of our strongest Memorial Day weekends of all time in terms of skier visits up here. They've heard about the season that we've had, and they really want to come and do something that they've never done before, which can be skiing in June, July, even August now. So we see people come up here, they ski for an hour in the morning, they go hit golf course in the afternoon, and you kind of get the best of both worlds.
Are all the runs open right now?
No. So we have about 70 runs open, and 6 chairlifts are running right now. But it's the most terrain in the country that you can ride, and the conditions, like I said, are still so good. If you get out there mid-morning, you're going to be having a blast, and you don't have to deal with the nonsense of winter where people are skiing in, you know, 10-degree weather with 5-foot snowstorms. It's the best.
I will say there is a scary run at Mammoth. I'm sure there are much scarier runs for skiers who are much better than I am. But the Cornice Bowl, I wonder how that is right now.
Cornice Bowl is going strong. It gets groomed every night, and that's definitely a favorite run of a lot of our guests. It's kind of a rite of passage to skiing off the summit. So it is a prime spring skiing run right now.
I tried to go slowly down there. It's just not possible. You just have to get into it on that Cornice Bowl, go over the cliff, and just make your way down.
Dropping in is the hardest part.
Dropping
sure.
in is the hardest part. Lauren Burke yes. Of Mammoth Mountain, thanks so much, and enjoy the summer skiing.
Yeah, of course. Have a good one.